40 Wings post-game interview.
My Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Rowan McSparron, kept talking about you all day and your silky smooth skills and that second quarter of yours, how you were, you know, exerted yourself on the contest and into the breeze. You guys kicked a couple of goals and it was because of your efforts in there. So well done, Darcy Lang, on being the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. What a fantastic win. You must be so proud of the group to finally get over the line and win one of these really important finals.
Yeah, certainly. It's to be honest, it's the first final I've won since I've been at the club, so that's a nice feeling. And yeah, great performance by the boys in the group. We're able to execute what we wanted to today, and yeah, it's a good feeling winning finals rather than losing them. So on to next week now.
And it must be a big relief for you in your role, because out with the coaching, but now just being able to not have that responsibility, you've got other people in that position now, you can just go out there and play and do your thing, and today we just saw what you can, you know, what you're capable of, so it must be a really great feeling to have that freedom.
Yeah, certainly. It's coaching's a tough gig, as Ro would know, so it's intense at times, and playing and coaching's got to have a balance, so being able to sort of just go and play is quite freeing. And yeah, I love playing footy, so it was really good today.
Langy, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jason and Ro talking to you. I just want to talk to you about year. Obviously you've taken on a role at Geelong Grammar. The last few finals campaigns, Colac's been in, you've come in banged up and been picked off because probably some sore bodies, some older bodies that just, you know, probably had enough. For you, do you feel really fresh because you've only played the 10 games?
Yeah, definitely. I think that accumulation of soreness that you get through the middle of the year and all that sort of stuff, I was able to, avoid it being unavailable to play. But, it's certainly a little bit fresher. Even the group probably, as a whole, in the last 2 weeks, got a couple back and all that sort of stuff. So, having a healthy list always does help.
Tell us what it's like. You're probably sick of being asked this, but Geelong players have been sick of probably being asked about what it's like to play with Bailey Smith. But playing with Seb Ross, have you been able to learn something off him? Although you're, you know, not too dissimilar age. I think he's a couple of years older than you, but you know, you've been through the system. But have you learned some stuff from him that you've been able to add to your footy this year?
Yeah, certainly. Like, obviously, different experiences and, coming from different sort of backgrounds in terms of different clubs of the AFL, it's always good to hear and learn and talk about footy in a different light and different strategy sort of view on parts of the game. So being able to have some really good conversations with him across the year and Army as well, just around game plan and what's going to stand up and all that sort of stuff this time of year. So he's been great for the club and the group. Everyone loves him, so it's good.
Darcy, congratulations. I think the thing that stood out for me, probably this year, but also just today, was the fact that you've been able to keep the wealth of knowledge and experience on the ground, but you have been able to bring some younger players in like Joel Cooper and even Sam Giblett from last year, Will Parkhouse. You've got a great little mix of youth and experience in that team now. Michael Robb coming in as well. It looks good.
Yeah, it is. It's good to have a balance, obviously. Some younger, fresher bodies and a bit of speed and all that sort of stuff certainly helps. A few of those guys have been around the club and played senior footy for probably two or three years now played in a couple of those final series that didn't go our way. So that's valuable experience to learn off and come back bigger and better and more prepared for this time round. And to be able to see them perform and execute today was awesome.
Must be nice to be able to get the ball in the middle and look up and have some choice between Garner, McCormack, Zai Bell when he goes down there as well. There's a few marking options in the forward line, isn't there?
Oh, certainly, yeah. We're pretty lucky with the tools that we've got and how they compete. I think you would have seen it today. Not always perfect kicks inside 50 or down the line, and it's rare to get outmarked for those guys. So we love what they bring with the energy and just staying focused when at times as a forward it can be a bit deserting ahead of the ball if it's not getting one around the contest. But we just want them to fly for it, create a contest and try and execute when they get a chance.
40 Wings, find the perfect bed for your body. We're speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Darcy Lang, his former coach, Rowan McSparron, or former co-coach, by the way.
Hey, coach, yes, we were. Mate, I thought you were fantastic today. Your ability to cover the ground, and even as we know, deep in those last quarters, sometimes you start to get the hobbles on, but I thought today the only thing that slowed you down was coming off in the blood rule. super happy with how the boys competed around the footy, and just it ended up looking like bully ball at times. Your ability around the stoppages must have been a real focus during the week.
Yeah, well, his contest is obviously a focus for finals footy. I was able to feel and run out the game not too bad today, which was nice. So, I think as people watching the game, we probably were able to manage the contest pretty well. And the clearance battle was maybe even, I'm not sure, but we were able to sort of score off it a little bit. I thought we defended off contest pretty well. Even if they got a clearance, we were able to defend and get back and help and then get the ball going back our way.
Mate, I wrote it in my footy record that you're going to kick that left foot snap deep in that last quarter, and you bellied the ball. You bloody wrecked me record, mate.
I know. I've actually been working on them too. So back to the drawing board for me.
Fantastic game, mate, and great to see the boys get a win.
Thanks, mate.
Now, Darcy, the most important questions of the day for the Leopold Sporties. Now, us old grammarians, we stick together.
Geelong High.
Do you like that? Excuse me, I coached a grammar. Oh, thank you very much.
It doesn't mean you're Darcy's, not a grammarian.
Yes, it does.
Settle down.
Darcy's taken over the mantle. Now, you obviously, you know where Leopold is, so you've been there a few times. You know the Sporties. Are you swinging hands? Do you?
Engaged.
He's engaged. Engaged, Darcy, you're engaged. Yes. Better than Steve Benstead at Bell Park. Well done. You're engaged. That's great. So you'll take your lovely fiance to the Leopold Sporties, but if you're going to take a good bloke from the Colac Footy Club down to the Leopold Sporties, who would you take?
Oh, well, I cut probably 200 games for the club today. Cody Spokes.
Cousin.
You know, we grew up together, so I'll treat him to a dinner near Palmer in a pot or something.
Ro just pointed to him on my book and said he's going to say Cody Spokes, so well done. Now, let's see how he goes with the reptile. Who's a pest at the club who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties?
He might be at 2 o'clock.
Now, you have to pick somebody too, so come on.
I'm trying to think of who I picked last time we spoke.
You picked, didn't you pick...
Joffy, I reckon, but
probably nobody likes Joffy. I'm just joking.
I don't know. There's a few
come on,
around.
You gotta pick one. You gotta
I'm
pick
trying
one.
To see the group, one. The boys here. But
who's the loudest at 12 o'clock that usually gets?
Actually, Eric, you know, maybe if they get a belly full of frothies, Charlie Buchanan going to get a bit loud. So.
Oh no, he's been picked. I reckon that's the third time Charlie Buchanan.
But he'd still be good fun. So you know,
all right.
I don't mind the reptiles.
You can have Charlie Buchanan. That's okay. We're all right.
Darce, appreciate your time. Congratulations on a great performance this afternoon, and two cracks at playing in a grand final is nothing to be sneezed at. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday afternoon back here at West Oval.
Thanks, gents. Can't wait.
Darcy Lang joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body. Corner of Gerringhap and MacKillop Streets in Geelong. 40 Winks post-game interview.